How do you make business problems disappear? Wrap them in bacon. For business owners, marketing execs, and anyone trying to grow your business, pump your profits, and make more while doing less, welcome to Bacon Wrapped Business with Brad Costanzo. Sizzling hot business advice guaranteed to make you fat. Profits. Every week, our chefs will serve you proven recipes for ramping up your revenue. Now here's your host, Brad Costanzo.
All right, welcome back to Bacon Wrap Business. This is Brad Costanzo, and I am welcoming everybody who has been a subscriber for mine for the past 3 years. We just passed our three-year anniversary about a week ago, and I can't believe how fast time has flown. And in that time, I've gotten a chance to chat and speak with a lot of just amazing entrepreneurs and thought leaders and business people and some people who don't even fit in that box. And this is, for those of you who are just tuning in, once more, my name is Brad, and this is my platform for doing exactly that. I get to have conversations with people who are doing really kick-ass things that I'm excited about and I have authentic curiosity about. So I get to reach out to them and chat with them and find out, you know, what is working and what's not and what they're excited about. And I love to the fact that I get to let you eavesdrop on these conversations. And that's really what this show is all about, is you learning while I'm learning as well. So today's episode is with a guy that I had been paying attention to here for a little while. And I was watching some of the stuff that he was putting out, and on especially on Facebook. And I started, what really got my attention is I started seeing him talk about messenger bots. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but if you're not, you will be today. And Scott Oldford, who is joining me here today, go ahead and say hi, Scott.
What's up, Brad? Awesome to be here.
Yeah, you too. Scott is he's the founder and CEO of a company called LeadCraft, and he's also partners in a company called Bots for Business. And I've just been impressed with a lot of the things that I've seen. And on a previous episode, I was talking to a guest, and he was saying one of the most exciting things that he's seen in the world of lead generation really is these messenger bots, and it's kind of like semi-AI style stuff, and we're going to dive into that. But I want to welcome Scott to the show. We're going to find out a little bit more about what Scott does, and then stay on the episode, because we're going to dive into not only about why bots, how bots work, but I've recently built a couple of messenger bots to generate leads for some of the clients that I'm working with, and I'll bring up what I'm doing, and I'll see if I can get Scott's feedback. You cool with that, Scott?
Of course, brother. That awesome. Sounds like fun.
Awesome. Let's do it. So, man, tell me a little bit about yourself, what LeadCraft is, and what you typically do for your clients.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I've been an entrepreneur for since I was literally seven, selling eggs on my parents' acreage. And by the time I was 11 or 12, I was doing, honestly, a lot of this online marketing stuff by mistake. This was like, this is like early 2000s, mid 2000s. So it was a very different world than it is today. And so from there, by the time I was 16, I had, all kinds of people working for me all over the world. And it was honestly a little bit, a little bit of a surreal experience. Brought me to being 21. And by then I had three failures in a row, almost $750,000 in debt.
Oh.
But I had lots of, I had lots of online marketing experience, lots of entrepreneur experience. Ran SaaS-based companies. I had fitness companies. You name it. I've tried it. And so, through many of the different things over the last 5 years or so, I really kind of rebuilt from ground zero. And so what I do today is I help entrepreneurs that are below seven figures, typically between 60K to half a million, grow their business utilizing online lead generation and very, very high growth tactics and strategies to get them to seven figures. So I've grown four different businesses to a million in less than 12 months. My own businesses and dozens of others of people I work with. But for the most part, our entire business model is based on training. So I don't take on, I don't have clients per se in terms of I don't do their marketing for them or mm-hmm. anything like that. We're fully, more on the educational side and helping entrepreneurs figure out their own stuff and get their own lead generation working. And then, of course, allowing them to you know, kind of graduate past the hustle, you know, the hustle stage, which is like the first 100K, and then graduate past what I call the six-figure hamster wheel, so that they can actually have a sustainable and scalable business. So that's what I do.
Nice. I like it. So you're not working with clients, but you are educating your, in essence, is an education-based thing, and that's great. Now, what have you found? I mean, a lot of us, and I know over the past 3 years, I've covered the concept of Facebook advertising for leads a lot. And I mean, that's kind of the, you know, for the past several years, it's been the hottest thing. And I know it's still pretty hot. Are there other avenues that that you also specialize in, you're really excited about that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, listen, I mean, at the end of the day, I always approach things from a risk mitigation perspective. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm always recommending to people, listen, you know, there's organic, there's partner, and there's paid traffic. Yep. Is Facebook the holy grail? No, not at all. You know, can it be used for very, very effective lead generation? Of course it can be. But, you know, inside of what we do, you know, we have a partner program that, you know, we have, you know, almost 300 affiliates now. Nice. So that's a really, really good source. I have a pretty intensive PR strategy that is active and working quite well. So that's another stream. About to utilize YouTube and you know, organic and all these different types of things. So myself, you know, I try to utilize at least half a dozen different sources. And we, you know, we do teach more than just Facebook because Facebook's not for everybody. By any stretch of the imagination, it's for most. I will say that, and it still works for most. But one of the biggest things that we teach and what we talk about, and I don't get it because we're in like 2017, and it's as if everyone forgot about the fact that, like, you know, we're selling to human beings, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have all this competition. We've gone from 3 million advertisers to 5 million on Facebook in the last 14 months.
Wow.
You know, we have the more goldfish mentality than we've ever had. Attention is the most difficult, you know, attention is the most sought after currency in the world right now.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing that, you know, really allows our customers to become successful is the fact that they actually are thinking about, and what we teach is, you know, awareness and understanding of buyer awareness and the fact that not everyone's ready to buy today. And if you really want to build a sustainable business, You get leads that are not ready to buy today, but they're ready to buy, you know, 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, 6 months from now, and you nurture them because those are the, you know, quote unquote cheapest leads, easiest way to build your audience, easiest way to future proof. And so what we end up kind of doing is help people implement this methodology we call the SSF method.
SSF.
Helping them. Yeah, SSF. I really wish I would have named it something different like 2.5 years ago. But here I am. Over 100,000 entrepreneurs have been, you know, indoctrinated to that now, so I can't change it anymore.
What's that stand for?
Sidewalk Slowly and Fast Lane.
Okay.
And so really what it says is that, you know, somebody in the sidewalk, they might be part of your demographic, geographic, behavioral profile, but they don't really know that they have a pain. So your job is to make a pain relevant to them. And then in the slow lane, that's in the buyer research mode. That's when somebody's looking for a mechanism, a method, a process, and they're looking for something to look up to, right? So you become the authority, the person they know, like, or trust. And then finally, in the solution oriented, the fast lane, that's when someone's like, all right, you know what? I know the pain. I understand this. I trust you. Where's the buy button?
Yeah.
And like, what does my life look like afterwards? And the problem is everybody goes to that fast lane without, and they skip the sidewalk and slow lane. And
There's fewer people in the fast lane too. There's a lot fewer.
Only 2%, right? Like less than 2%. So the problem, really the overall problem is this. It's not the fact that that doesn't work, because I mean, you know, direct marketing has taught us that that works. But majority of business owners that are not making over $1 million don't have the, you know, the marketing budget to be able to do that. And I basically engineered this because I utilize online marketing the traditional way. Mm-hmm. And I was like, literally, I had $13,000 on my girlfriend's credit card to spend to basically grow my company.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, I can't do what everyone else does because the leads are going to be too expensive. So, you know, for the most part, and the problem is majority of people teaching online marketing are utilizing these huge budgets. So I was like, it was almost like I kind of reverse engineered my own situation. Then I was like, huh, this is why majority of people that are not making $1 million can't get online marketing working for them, because everyone teaching them, and nothing against anybody teaching them, it just so happens that's what happened. And so, you know, it's a little bit of a different situation now because we spend, you know, six figures a month every single month on advertising. Yeah. So it's very, very different for us as a company, but the typical person that doesn't have, you know, 25 grand a month plus to be able to spend on ads, it's difficult for them.
Absolutely. So give me an example of an SSF. I don't know if you call them an SSF campaign or if you just methodology.
Yeah, funnel.
But give an example of that. So let's say that the company is as a service-based company, right? They provide a valuable service to their market. Give me an example of how SSF works in real life. And in anything, if you want to actually give real, you can do redacted names or whatever, but real examples helps too.
This funnel's done in 13 months. I think it's done over 4 million for us.
Nice.
Thus far. So we have a couple of different guides on the front end, right? So we might have a Facebook guide, the best way to do Facebook, blah, 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 blah. Or we have one guide, actually got covered in Digital Marketer as being a really, really good lead magnet and Facebook ad, nice. Which was kind of cool. Kind of cool to get props from them.
Yep.
And so essentially that one was, how to always get 50% conversion rates on your landing pages, because most people don't know how to develop a landing page to save their life. And so that's a sidewalk, right? So we peak someone's interest. So it could be a guide, could be a quiz, could be a short video, something like that. Very low commitment, very high value, and we're just kind of we're kind of piquing their interest a little bit. Then after that, you'd have the slow lane, which is like a challenge or a video series or an ebook, something that takes somewhere between 10 to 30 minutes at each session in order for someone to go through.
How long?
So it does 10 to 30 minutes in each sitting, right? So in total, it'll typically be more than, an hour or so of actual content for someone to be able to kind of go through and digest and so on and so forth. Now, keep in mind, people might stay in your slow lane for, 6 months. And that's the beautiful thing here. We're pulling people instead of pushing them.
Yeah.
Which will overall allow people to trust you more. You have far more advocates. You don't feel pushy and salesy, and you don't have to be scarcity driven. And then the fast lane would be a webinar. So we do guides to our 5-day challenge, to a webinar, to our sale, right? And so that's our that's one of our sidewalk SSF method funnels. I mean, some people do a quiz to an ebook to a video sales letter. Mm-hmm. It all depends on what you're selling, how costly it is, who your audience is, lots of stuff like this.
Nice. Okay, cool. So on that second side of the challenge, and I like this because this is something that I'm familiar with, but I want to dive down deeper a little bit. You said it takes them a little bit more time to go through, and it's a little more engaging, and it could be a quiz, it could be a challenge. So are you talking about just a really long multi-question deep dive that kind of analyzes what they're doing, et cetera? Give me a more concrete example there.
That would be 8 to 10 questions. It's more of a fun quiz versus a I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
B2B, you don't want to use a quiz.
No, exactly.
B2C, know what I mean? We have one person. Most people have 60-70% conversion rates if they're B2C with a quiz. B2B quizzes, they're great in the slow lane, in my opinion. But somebody needs to have some level of buy-in. Because it's why am I giving all this information to somebody I don't know?
Exactly. Exactly.
And what do I get out of it? What I mean?
Well, one of the things that made me think about that is I've got a client we were talking about offline. They're in the real estate investment services. So they don't coach people on how to be successful. They just actually perform a service for real estate investors. And they recently developed, I think it was too much. It was 100 question assessment.
Wow.
It was actually really cool and useful, but I couldn't even go through it, and I was trying to go through it and go, okay, is this going to be useful in marketing? But it was all right, let's look at 10 different areas of your business and let me ask you 10 different questions each, and it will automatically grade you on each area. I was like, problem is, man.
But now if they charge $197 for that, that would be amazing.
Right. Exactly. And that's exactly what I was saying. You can't give this away as a lead magnet. Nobody's going to go through 100 questions for free. So
no, yeah, exactly. And I think that's a I think that's a big thing that most people don't think about is what is the commitment level of someone in your industry and in your niche. If you're going for someone that again, I'm making a little bit of a generalization, but I got a lot of data to back this up. The more money somebody has, the more somebody's worth, the less time they're willing to spend on something, right? Just like business owners, if you're trying to get in front of somebody that's at $1 million, they're a producer, not a consumer. Yep. So are you going to be able to get them on a webinar? No. You want to get them, hey, listen, here is the issue. Here's your problem. Here's your problem. Here's the vision. Here's the gap. Here's how I can help. boom.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
but if you want, you know, it's so different versus somebody that's, you know, making, you know, $5,000 a month.
It's funny, two important points you just brought up. I love that because I don't know if this was on a podcast or just another conversation I was having the other day, which is, yeah, for most people, if they've got extra money, they probably don't have extra time because if they're successful, you know, their time is at a premium. If they don't have a lot of money, they got all the time in the world because they're probably not doing much, right?
I mean, so it's understanding you look at these epic, like, launch funnels, know, the whole kind of Jeff Walker thing, and I'm just like,
I was
looking at one of these the other day, and it was a buddy of mine, and he sent me over the link, and the first video was 47 minutes long, and there's four videos, and they're all like 40 minutes long, and I'm just like, dude, like, what the heck? Like, why would somebody listen to – like, why? Like, you aren't interesting enough. Like, I'm sorry, but you are just not – like, you know what? Stick Elon Musk up there or, like, you know, whoever.
I don't even know if I want to listen to Elon Musk talk for 47
minutes. You're just a boring dude. Like, nobody's going to care about that much. And it's really, you know, it's unfortunate because his launch didn't go that well. It's because of the fact that, like, you know, 8-minute video people can handle. But, like, 47 minutes? Come on. We're living in 2017.
Yep. Let's cut to the chase. Do you follow – I mean, I think this is a relatively standard – the rest of my audience might not, but – do you use heavy use of retargeting in this? So you get them in on one, and then you're bringing them back both.
Our entire strategy is based on that. I mean, I spend more money on retargeting and audience building awareness than I do on lead generation.
Absolutely. What are some of the ways you build awareness besides just a, or do you build awareness besides just a valuable bribe? Like here's an ebook. Here's a super.
Oh no, I retarget. You know, it's kind of like. You know, somebody gets herpes after they go into my funnel. You know what I mean? Like
they can't get rid of it.
Yeah, they just can't get rid of me. You know, it's not them going like unfollow, block Scott, see you later. You know, I will follow them until the ends of the earth, right? Yeah. And so, you know, from that side, from awareness side, I do everything from sharing my PR articles to people to sharing, you know, any Facebook post that does well on my personal page, I'll go and like I'll put that into an evergreen video content, you know, small 3-5 minute videos. None of this stuff got any CTAs.
Yeah.
None of it. There's no buy now on anything.
No, it's awareness. Like you said,
I just want you, you know, in my opinion, from an awareness perspective, when it comes to lead generation and business growth, I want you to remember me and my company. And that's it, right? Yeah. Like I'm doing the Nike play. I'm not. You know, I'm in this long term, right? Like I'm looking 5 years, not 60 days or 30 days or 21 days. I think that's the biggest problem. Is a lot of people that, you know, they get into this and all they care about is lead generation and the sales aspect,
short term cash.
And I mean, you know, yeah, exactly, right? And I mean, you kind of got to look at the longer term approach. And I mean, you know, I always, you know, the first 5 months of this business, we made $500,000. In 2016, we made almost 3 million. And this year between the businesses, I mean, you know, I mean, honestly, it depends on, we'll be at $1 million a month by October, I think.
Nice.
In terms of revenue. So somewhere between 7 to 9 million.
And that's predominantly from training courses, right?
Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, I do. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, you know, about 10% of that, I take 10 people on to mentor them and charge them about $100,000 a pop. But outside of that, you know, pretty much all my revenue is derived from the training side of things.
What do they get for $100,000?
Just access to me.
Nice.
Yeah. And I mean, it's cool. Like of the last 11 people, 10 have gotten their money back in the first 30 days.
That's beautiful.
Like the entire investment. Yeah. Cause like, I get it. I mean, you know, the problem is here's the deal. Like majority of people I work with are at, you know, in the mentorship is like 750,000 to 2 million.
Yeah.
And most of these guys, I mean, listen, they got so much potential. They just simply, they don't know what they don't know. And I mean, you know, and it's the reason I'm in this business, because I'm in this business. Cause it's like, you know, I went $750,000 in debt, not because I was an idiot, but no one gives you the rule book. And it's like, here you go. You know, go for it, right? It's like you're an opportunist. Like I believe every entrepreneur is an opportunist, right? You see an opportunity and you kind of leap, right? And so you're an opportunist. Nobody gives you the finance training or the operations training or the marketing or the sales or the customer service. So you're winging it all and you're looking around scared shitless and you look at everybody else and you're like, oh man, they got their shit together. And when in reality they don't, right?
Everybody, so few people do.
I mean, even the people that do. I mean, even the – no, I don't think anybody – anyone that's smart doesn't have their shit together because they're like testing their own boundaries constantly, right? And so what I want to do is, you have so many business owners, you know, I think anybody can get to 100K like really quickly. You know what I mean? Like I've helped a lot of people get to 100K very, 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 very quickly. The only thing that's going to stop you from 100K is your mind, right? Your mindset's the only thing, right? So, or you're lazy.
Yeah.
And
which is mindset, right?
Yeah, exactly. Same which thing. Is mindset. But once you get there, I want to create, you know, my goal in the next 3 years is to create the e-learning company to help entrepreneurs that are at the 100K to half a million get to seven figures very quickly. Because like, business really only starts when you're at seven figures.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like a little scrappy, you know, yeah, in my mind, you're not an entrepreneur unless you're doing a quarter million a year. No offense to anybody listening to this.
Yeah,
no. But you know, quite literally, you're pretty much broke if you're not doing a quarter million a year. Like, you're really
You're probably also, I mean, with some exceptions, you're not keeping much of that money. I mean, it's going back into your company. You got a little company.
Well, you got two things. Either you're putting it back into the company, or number two, you're like a coach or a consultant, and you're basically like, you're slowly burning out because you have no leverage.
Yep.
So that's why I always talk about, you know, people are on the six-figure hamster wheel doing the 100K or 200K or 300K or 400K or whatever it may be.
Yep.
But true, like, freedom and impact definitely does not happen until like seven figures.
Yep.
And of course, there will be lots of people that are like, oh no, I'm impacting everything else. And listen, it's not the fact that you can't, like, anybody can impact anyone, okay? Yeah. But it's like, how much leverage do you have with that impact, and how much are you like just leaving out because you're afraid to look yourself in the mirror and be like, you know what, I can do better than this?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So, I want to take this moment to kind of transition over to the thing that originally kind of got me interested in talking to you, which was a cool like differentiator, tip of the spear, which is the bots, right? Everybody talks about lead generation, so it becomes somewhat of a commodity unless you're able to really kind of stand out. And you know, the whole concept of bots definitely stands out. And I've recently deployed some of these. Or at least for one of my clients, it's live. I've played around with it, but this is also one of these things, and I'll have you explain a little bit more detail for my audience exactly what this is so that they kind of got a framework. But it's also something you don't really want to just throw it out there and start testing willy-nilly, because you can actually damage your brand if you make it, if you act like an idiot with it, because you almost have kid gloves. Right. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, I think, you know, I've seen some marketers kind of ruin themselves with this.
Absolutely.
Just right from the get go, because they're treating it like email.
Yep.
And
so explain what it is first, so that my audience kind of has a good grasp.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, for sure. So really, at the end of the day, you know, you look at email. Email is very kind of one sided. You send an email blast. There's no real interaction. So what if you could have an email, and then in the email it's like, hey, you know, are you actually interested in this? And then you say yes, and it's like, okay, cool. Now, where are you two in your business right now? Where are you two, or, you know, whatever it may be. So a messenger bot essentially lives inside of, in this case, what we're going to be talking about today is Facebook messenger bots. Now there's Twitter bots, there's Instagram bots, there's SMS bots, there are all kinds of different bots, right? But what we're really talking about is what is called a natural language sequence that allows you to engage, qualify, and increase your relevancy with somebody that is a lead.
Okay.
And this happens directly inside of the Facebook Messenger, right? So we got 1.3 billion people sign up to Facebook Messenger, so you already got a platform. You don't have to like try to get people onto a new platform or anything like that. And within this, we're able to qualify your leads better. We're able to be more relevant to them. We're able to get you know, higher open rates. You know, people typically open their Facebook Messenger messages within an hour versus, you know, days of email. I haven't checked my email in 6 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't check email. Like, my team does that, and for the most part, if someone wants to get to me, it's way easier to get to me via Facebook Messenger. It might still take a week, but it's faster. You know, it'll actually come to me versus my team.
Yep.
And so from that end, it's much easier to get someone's attention, and you're actually being relevant to them and being able to know, kind of understand who's who, and, you know, you can tag people easily. You can say, you know, when the bot comes in, you know, everyone has buckets in their business and everyone has kind of levels of awareness in their business. So when someone comes in, you know, in my business, we have three buckets: never used online marketing, using it and kind of tinkering with it, but it's not really working. And then you're using it, but you want to increase. You kind of want to get the edge.
Yep.
So yeah, three different pitches for those three different people. So if I use a messenger bot, I instantly can kind of, you know, nail down exactly what message I need to be talking about versus everything else. And then secondarily, inside of my business, I need to treat someone that's making less than 10 grand versus different than someone that is making over 10 grand.
Right.
So all these kind of different changes, and every single one of our businesses have these, and Messenger bots allow us in real time to almost have a conversation with people, get to understand who they are, and then deliver the lead magnet or the offer that's actually relevant to them versus email, where it's like, all right, I'm just going to blast out. And, you know, you can do some of this in email where it's like, oh, click the link that makes the most sense. But, like, it's kind of broken and it really doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. So let me explain, and this will also help for the audience to explain the couple things that I've started to do. And we can use this as a real-life case study as we talk about it. Just like, all right, here I am. I've dipped my toes in the water. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I also want to know, I got a couple really specific questions, but I also want to know some of the things to – you know, to avoid doing, as opposed to, you know, some best practices and some worst practices. But so let me explain this. So there's two bots that I've set up. One of them is not even published yet. That's for one of my more celebrity clients, to where it's more so about delivering. It's almost like a, first of all, are you familiar with the company Persona?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So
is that the internet company?
Yeah. So they started doing. I don't even know how big they are, but they I found them through ChatFuel. ChatFuel is one of the bots that I use. I use ManyChat, and I saw that they were doing this for celebrities, where it's like Christina Milian, Casey Neistat, several of these other people. It's like, experience them. So click here, find out more about Casey. Find out about this. And right. You know, absolutely, it's a bot. It's not trying to replicate natural language that much. It's a little cute, but you right from the get-go, you know it's you know what it is. And that's not even the one. That's more novelty that I'm playing around with. Here's the one that we're actually generating leads as of just this past week. So I mentioned the real estate services company. And they're looking to mainly work with active real estate investors. And there's a lot of competition out there on Facebook, especially in this niche. And everybody's got a new ebook, and everybody's got a webinar to join, and everybody's got that. So what we did here is they run a lot of direct mail for their clients. That's just one of the services they do. So I have a picture. We set up the bot. It's a page with the client's name. And he's holding up a kind of a blurred out postcard. And it says, this postcard... I'm paraphrasing here. This postcard traditionally gets 2 to 4 times the response rate than any other thing we've mailed. It's yours for free. Just comment postcard in the comments, right? So we're running an engagement post for this.
Yep.
And so far, and this is just really the past few days, it's doing, I'm blown away by how many people are commenting postcard, 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 right? Like I'm looking at it here. We've got 103 comments. Like, cool.
Yep, so 103 leads.
Yeah, so now it follows up. And when we get offline, if you're interested, I'll even send you this, what we're doing. So it'll say, hey, Scott, you just commented on the post. You're interested in this. Just reply postcard here, and I'll send it to you. At this point, and this is also, I could use your advice, I'm not necessarily telling them yet that, hey, this is automated. But I say, great, before I shoot it over, super quick question. Are you an active real estate investor now? And I give them those quick replies, like yes or no. And they go, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, cool. Yep. Are you using direct mail? Yes or no. And I'm using ManyChat on this. And I'm tagging them, right? So they're going through. It's like at the end of the sequence, which it's not super long. It's maybe like 5 messages. It just says, great. Here's a link to the postcard. Go check it out. I think you'll like it. And there's some other information on there. All right. So it's a very basic, but it's so far being effective. Right?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
What I love about it, and I knew this inherently going in, but then now as I'm able to see it, because I haven't really handed over the reins to the company to manage this part, I'm doing it, which is you really can go in and see what Kevin here said, and you can follow his little path. And then if nothing's happened, I can broadcast out to all of them, or I can just go in there at any point and say, hey, Kevin, just checking in, like real live. It's me. Hey, just checking in if you got that. And I can engage in conversations. I love that aspect, because you can go broad and then you can go personal.
So, oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's amazing from that perspective. Yeah, totally.
One of the things I don't like, and I don't know if you found a solution to this. ManyChat said they're coming out with the Zapier integration soon. But if somebody comes into my world, right, and it's Kevin, for instance, if he goes and opts in later to what I say, or he buys what I have, is there a way to reverse tag them, like to remove them from your prospect sequence out of a chat bot yet?
Not at this moment.
Yeah. Okay. So it's one of the limitations, and it's
They're pretty close on that. I mean, it's kind of like we're still in the early adopter stage, mm-hmm. right? So that means that the technology is not perfect.
Yeah.
And there's definitely there's definitely things that work and that doesn't work. I mean, what you just talked about in terms of like allowing the comment I'm in, really really great way, especially if you don't have a whole lot of ad budget.
Yep.
Now, I've yet to see that perform better than a regular ad, okay, at scale.
When you say like a regular ad to
like
to an opt-in
page? So here's the way
and,
that I
and I am testing it. By the way, just real quick, I am testing those side by side. One goes straight to the opt-in page, and one goes into the Messenger bot. So keep going. I'm interested in this.
Right. So what I enjoy and what I've seen at scale, because those engagement ones are really good at low. Like if you're listening to this and you don't have a big budget, mm-hmm. it's amazing, right? Yep. You can get 100, 200, 300, 500 leads for really cheap. Because what it does is every single time someone comments, I'm in, Facebook keeps increasing the engagement up and shows your friends and shows your like new audiences, okay, for pretty much free, mm-hmm. and very kind of low cost in engagement. But here's the problem. I want to get a pixel, I want to get the Messenger, and I want to get the email address. Messenger bots are not a replacement for email.
Right.
And so one way or another, I want to get the pixel so I can retarget them and I know who they are. Because now I can go in and I can retarget everyone that's part of my Messenger bot. But I can't retarget them individually, which is useless. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know where the buyer intent is to. I don't know anything, right? All I know is they've engaged with me at some level.
Yep.
So it's almost like a website visitor versus, oh, I know that person's actually going to buy. So what I like to do is a regular lead generation. And then on the thank you page, one of two options. Either one, give them the lead magnet via the Messenger bot, which gets about a 50 to 70% of people will actually do that there. Or use that as a content upgrade right there in line, being like, hey, that other thing's in your email, but if you want this other really cool thing, click here and get it delivered by Messenger.
Nice. Now,
what that does is it allows me to do a proper conversion tracking, okay? And it allows me to optimize, because the problem is if you do PPE, which is page post engagement, which is what you just spoke about, you have no ability to optimize. And if you do the JSON ad, which is another – and again, I realize I'm talking some –
That's all right.
And we'll include Brad, if you're cool with this, we got an awesome like 21 page guide that goes through all this stuff.
Nice.
That we can link in the show notes, and just so you understand everything that's there and how to use it and all that, those different types of things. So the problem is right now, because we are in the early adopter stage, it's best to use a regular conversion, get the email address, and then use this as an engagement tactic and a qualification tactic versus just using it solely. Because here's the other thing. We don't know how Facebook is going to evolve this platform. And if we don't have the email address, we are screwed.
We're doing all this work for nothing, yeah. Like right now, and I love that. That's really, really helpful for me. The thing I'm doing right now, and I was even wondering about this because track one is straight to an opt-in page, very marketing 101. Part two is get them into the conversation, and I was thinking, okay, when they request the actual postcard, because I've got them on the Messenger, should I send them to the opt-in page or should I send them to the actual thank you page? Well, right now I'm sending them to the opt-in page, so I may lose some people. But I'm gaining the ones who are, right? So it's going from Facebook comment to Facebook Messenger to opt-in page.
Yeah, which is fine.
The people who opted in off there are probably pretty hot leads because they've taken several – they've jumped through several hoops.
They've definitely done some hoops on that one. And, I mean, I think it's really, really – yeah, I mean, I think it's important still to ensure that we have that email address there. But, I mean, here's a really, really, really kind of cool thing. So many cool ways to do Messenger bot. So one of the webinars I did about 2 months ago now, end of April, it was how to basically do high ticket selling, right? Yeah. So basically how to generate leads for high ticket sales. And we do a really good job at high ticket selling. We have this month so far, our close rate on our high ticket 12 to 15K program was 93%.
Damn.
So we're really good. Not just at the sales aspect, but getting really, really hot qualified leads that are pre-doctrinated, all these different types of things.
Yeah, so tell me about that.
So we got 1,100 people signed up. for – so I won't go into the high ticket selling the day. That if you want that, we can. But I have a guide that's about 21 pages long that shows exactly how all that works.
Yeah, shoot it over to me. I'd love to see it.
I'll send that over. So then I did a webinar. I went through this content before I turned it into a guide.
Okay.
So we had 1,100 or 1,200 people sign up. Now, the interesting thing is right now I'm getting more people signing up via my bot than my email list to my webinars. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. And like it's nowhere near – I mean like I think my messenger bot is only 4,000 people. My email list is about 40,000. Okay. So 10% of the size, very potent.
Yeah.
Very, very potent. Okay. So then – now here was the cool thing. On the webinar, and this I've never done this before. On the webinar, my call to action was, listen, right now, I have no idea who you are. I have no idea how much money you're making. I have no idea what your LTV of your client is. I can pitch you two or three things. But today, I know nothing about you. So here's what I'm going to do. We have this really cool little qualification thing, and you're just going to click the link, and it's going to go to me or my team. We're going to ask you a couple of questions, and then if we based on what you say, you know, based on where you're to, we're going to recommend how we can help you the most. Now, that may be our, you know, do-it-yourself program, that may be our assistant program, or that may be your done-with-you program,
yeah.
Okay? That one webinar closed over $400,000 of sales in 2 weeks.
Nice.
Which is by far the most I've ever made on a webinar in my entire life outside of a launch.
That's fantastic.
And all because of a messenger bot did all the qualifications.
So let me reiterate that to make sure I got it. So you did the webinar, and the call to action was not to send them to an order form.
Nope. Right?
It was send, and you I'm guessing you gave them a specific, like a m.me.
Yeah, it was a link. Specific URL. Yeah, exactly. That had like this kind of little bit of a qualifier set up. And then basically it start going to my team. And so I had, you know, a couple of different people on my team kind of manage it and then start having live conversations with people, qualifying them before they get on the phone, so that because I don't have salespeople and all that type of stuff, you know, I got one sales guy, and you know, his job is to close a couple hundred grand worth of sales. So I don't want people getting on the phone with him that are going to be wasting my time.
Yeah, and it's so way more efficient for him to just kind of plug away.
Oh yeah, because he gets on the phone, he's like, all right, I just closed six people today, and I only had seven calls. You know what I mean? So it's a very, 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 very different type of sales because I a lot of people. You know, the typical close rate's 10-20%, and I just don't want to have a sale. I don't want to have to manage a sales team.
Yep. Okay. So it asked them some questions, and this happened all automated. At the end of the questions, was there an automated like, "Hey, thanks. Based upon your answers, this is what's right for you," and you give them a link to an order form?
You got it.
Nice.
Either an order form, or hey, go check out this other webinar, or basically inside of that, we were able to know where their intention was. So we're like, okay, are we going to basically give them an order form, or are we going to be in a situation where we actually, you know, they need another piece of content in order to be ready for it?
I love that. That's cool.
Yeah, so I mean, that's just one of the interesting ways. You know, we're using bots now inside of our challenge to get higher engagement rates, webinar bots for getting more people to show up and sign up. And then purchase afterwards. One more is just a little cool story.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Bots for Business program, like a training program.
Yep.
And we pre-sold $20,000 worth of that via messenger bot before the program was even
created?
Around.
Yeah.
And literally there was not even a sales page. There was no webinar. There's no sales page, nothing. We literally just sent out being like, hey, listen, do you want this? Go ahead and you can buy it for half off right now in the next 24 hours.
That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like one of those moments where it was like, and it was a Friday night. Between Friday night and Saturday night, we made 20 grand. And it was by far one of those moments where it was like, wow, that worked.
Yeah.
I guess we're creating a training program. Yeah. And so that was really cool.
That's awesome. Now, what is the, for some of your clients, are there any bots that have, I'm on your page right now, so I see a bunch of like the done for you bot case studies, for instance.
Yep.
And there's a handful of them. Are there any ones that for your clients that you're really proud of?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of what I'm seeing is, you know, and I see this to everyone. This is not for creating more leads. This is for getting better leads.
Correct.
Right.
I like that. Yeah, that's a great way to put that.
Yeah, and this is, you know, I'm not promising to anybody. You'll probably get less leads, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
What this really is about is getting better qualified leads that you're being more, you know, further relevant to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I've seen, you know, in one case, you know, he owns a fitness company, and his close rate has gone up significantly. I won't quote what it is. I think I know what it is, but I don't want to misquote it. It's gone up significantly, like 2.5 times since he started using a messenger bot, because he's able to pre-qualify just like we did. And I know his rate beforehand was about 19%, which is pretty on average.
Now, how does he get people into the bot? Is he running ads to it, or is he?
Yeah, he's running ads. Yeah, he spends like $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a month on ads. So I mean, it's no big deal for them. I mean, you know, another really interesting thing. You know, we've had a lot of people come into our program and they don't have an advertising budget. They just literally put it on their page, mm-hmm. and they just, you know, they're a local business or whatever, and people just message the page, and people are just coming in organically. And like that's even cooler, because those are like literally free, super qualified leads versus actually having to pay for them.
Nice. So ads to bots, that's the one thing we didn't cover. Facebook ad to a bot. Are you ever starting in the slow lane like that? Are you ever doing that as your first thing, or are you usually making that in the targeting?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, like the best type of bot you're going to have is like going direct to a guide, yep. right? A guide's going to be probably the best bot you can do, which is typically in the sidewalk, sometimes in the slow lane. But, you know, I would say it this way. It really depends on your niche, your location, you know, all these different types of things. The higher the lane, the more expensive the lead, and the more likely they're going to be looking around, your competitors. But if you get someone in the sidewalk or the lower spectrum of the slow lane, you know, chances are they're going to buy from you, right? So,
I like
you know, from that, you know, yeah, so, you know, from that end, it really goes, you know, if you're in Europe, you know, I it's really funny. Anytime I ever see anyone from Europe buy a program, I know it's going to be an instantaneous success story. You know what I mean? And so it's insane over there, man. It's ridiculous. Like, ridiculous. I've never seen anything like it. It's like North America was 10 years ago. And so, you know, over there, you know, I say, listen, if you got something that's hot in a niche that's not overpopulated and not oversaturated, listen, you can go straight to the fast lane. I'm not the guy here saying, hey, listen, you have to have a 3-tier marketing funnel. I'm just saying it's hard to play a game nowadays unless you do it. But if you got an unfair advantage, you know, if you're selling ice cream, you know, on a summer day in a park, do you have to try very hard to sell the ice cream? Probably not.
No.
But if you're trying to sell ice cream in the middle of winter when there's no one around, you might have to work a little bit harder.
Exactly.
So it's more about that, right?
I love that. Now, you guys sent out an email today on Bots for Business. Done for you. Customized messenger bots. So I'm guessing...
It's ridiculous. We just sent it out like an hour ago.
No, I know. I got it right before we jumped on.
I'm seeing the applications coming in just like boom, boom, boom.
Give me the quick lowdown on that. So first of all, Bots for Business. Do you guys have a training program, but then you also have a customized done-for-you service?
Yeah, so we got a training program, $497, $997. Depends on the level of, level of additional support you want afterwards.
Right.
And then our done-for-you is essentially, so we've done about 60, 70 done-for-you bots thus far. Now, they were very, very kind of simplistic. They were very like, they have to be SSF. So they have to have, you have to have a sidewalk, you have to have a slow lane, you have to have a fast lane, you come in, and that's all we build.
Yep.
So it's kind of like, you know, if you wanted something different, then too bad. So that was fine for a while, and so now we have like 9 or 10 different levels of bots. So you can have a messenger bot for your webinar, you can have a challenge bot, you can have a video series bot, you can whatever it may be. So we're having people submit the application, and we'll basically come back and say a couple of things. Number one, is this a good idea for you or not? Because we want to make sure that if we're going to help someone with a bot, it's successful.
Yep.
And then number two, here's what the cost is going to be.
Does your cost range? Based on what they need?
It ranges anywhere from about $1,500 to about $5,000.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Right. So we've had 60, 70. People have been super happy. We haven't had a single person refund, which is great, especially when you're kind of in that beta mode and you're kind of, you know, just kind of getting started. This isn't an agency, so it's not a situation where, like, we get on phone calls or anything like that. It's all very kind of like, you supply us the information, we build a bot, we build a natural language sequence, we help you get it out there.
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, kind of optimize and all that, you know, good stuff, right?
Nice.
So that's basically what that looks like, man. And I'm excited about that. I mean, you know, the profitability of that, you know, I think we'll do about $1.5 million, $2 million this year, 12 months with this. The next thing that we're going to be doing is really kind of expanding into not just Facebook Messenger, but you got to, and this is probably a conversation for another time, but Messenger bots will replace websites.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, the websites of the future, by 2021, it'll be a bot. Guaranteed, it will not be a website. Websites are very outdated, and you know, they're just not relevant anymore. So we're going to be going down that road if we fast forward a little bit, you know, into the future.
I like it. I like it. So, are is there any nuts you're trying to crack right now? Any resources you're trying to get? People you're trying to hire, meet? anything else besides just grow your business? Right? Is there anything that we can potentially?
So I mean, you know what? One of the biggest things right now is definitely, like, you know, PR. Number two, because PR actually has a really, really high long-term ROI.
Yep.
And then, you know, new people that have audiences that need our, you know, Leadcraft program and bots program and that type of thing from, you know, not just from an affiliate perspective saying, oh, here's your stuff, but, you know, I don't want to sound arrogant, but we got really, really, really good programs that have really high success rates, and we have a lot of really good free content.
Beautiful.
And so, you know, people get a lot of value just out of the stuff that we share for free. So that's really, honestly, that's the biggest thing right now. And then obviously, you know, if we can share the guides and a couple other things in the show notes for anyone there, then everyone can kind of get a look at, you know, we produce a lot. I mean, we produce a lot of content. Like, my content marketing budget is pretty big.
Nice.
But I like that. I love the comments and seeing people actually use that stuff, you know?
That's super cool. So I know you're going to send me some links to some of those resources, but if they want to find more, if they want to get into your funnel and get herpes, like you said, so they can't get rid of you. I love that. Where should people go find out more?
Yeah, so I mean, anything on Leadcraft, you know, buy leadcraft.com, or just Google me, Scott Overd on Google, or follow me on Facebook, whatever it may be. In terms of the bots thing, bots4.business, I think we're actually, you know, we've done, I don't know, $300,000 or $400,000 in revenue so far, and we don't even have a website yet, so it's literally just an opt-in to our guide. So.
Beautiful.
By the time this goes live, it'll probably have a website there, and we'll actually, you know.
But, you know, but websites are so old. I mean, they're going to be gone, right? It's going to be.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like one of those things where it's like it does have a good part from a content marketing perspective.
Yep.
But I always see business owners that are like, oh my God, I need a website. It's like, no, you don't.
Nice. Like, so to kind of sum up some of the stuff on bots that I learned real quickly.
Sure.
Bot, it's great for getting quality leads, not necessarily quantity. Quality,
yeah.
And creating engagement and qualification and giving people kind of a novel experience versus just trying to use it to replace email, because it doesn't do that. A little bit, you found it be a little bit better doing a traditional lead gen ad to like an opt-in, get the email first and then use that on the back end in order to, I love that, give them as a content upgrade, or even use it as a call to action on a webinar to go qualify them even more, which I love because, yeah, it makes them jump through some hoops.
Yep.
And I mean, those are some of the big things. I can't wait to kind of go back, listen to this, and go
through
the
notes. Yeah, listen, there's after you download that guide, there's about a 90-minute training.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I pitch you at the end, of course, but there's a 90-minute training on how to deploy the Messenger bot in less than 7 days. And I go through strategy, implementation, technology, natural language sequencing, how to, you know, put it on Facebook ads, everything.
Nice. Now, dumb if I didn't ask you this. Are there any, because you don't have your own bot, like a competitor to ManyChat or like a software, do you? Cool. So
no,
is there somebody you like better than another?
You know what? I'm pretty agnostic on that. Like, I use ManyChat. Mm-hmm. Is it perfect? No. Mm-hmm. But it works, you know, fair enough. I mean, listen, there's lots of competitors, lots of softwares that are going to get on the scene. I'm keeping my options open right now. Like, I'm not kind of betting on one specific piece of software just because of the fact that we are in the early adopter stage.
Yep.
And who knows what's going to come out.
Yeah, I've been playing, as I said, with ManyChat, ChatFuel, both seem to work pretty well. And the nice part is you can get in for, like, I think, like, for free in the beginning and screw around with it. So, man, Scott, I know you got to go. You got another phone call. You got to jump on. But I really appreciate your time on here. It's been a pleasure to meet you and maybe able to do some business here in the not-too-distant future. I'm happy to send any of, you know, the people over who want to learn some lead craft, want to learn some bots over to you guys.
Of course,
and,
man.
Yeah. I guess I will see you on the Book of Faces.
Yeah, we will for sure, and I'm sure I'll be down in San Diego sometime soon. So more and more people I meet from San Diego. I was like, you know, every single time I come back, it's like,
why don't I live there?
More and more like home. Yeah, exactly. It comes more and more like home. So yeah, for sure, man. Listen, thanks for having me on. If you're still here and you're still listening, great job on the ADD, keeping the ADD under control. But thank you for listening, and looking forward to say hi on our Facebook community once you're in our funnel and inside of our interwebs and have our herpes, which you know, it's probably the only herpes you'll ever want to have.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. All right, guys. So if you have any questions, I don't have my messenger bot set up yet, but you can always email me at askbrad@baconwrapbusiness.com. And it is a personal email address. I will read it and I will help you out if I can. Until next time, subscribe to the show, share it with your friends, and I'll see you on the next episode.